What do you call it?
A real large garbage can? A garbage can.
A garbage can.
That's all I call it.
Okay. I was thinking that if you had anything you call a garbage bin. Do you know that? sometimes it's like in apartment houses or something, there'll be a great big kind of a garbage can thing that's metal, and they have to put a truck up there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those?
A garbage can.
You still call it a garbage can? Good. Okay. A room in the house, in a house that sometimes they're built kind of on the side of the house, and they've got windows all the way around. They're supposed to get a lot of sunlight. You call them a
greenhouse.
Okay. Have you ever heard them called a sunroom or a sun porch or anything like that? Okay. Okay. Now, you said in your house that you had gas stoves for heating. Is that what you've all, in the different places you've lived, you've always had that? How's the heat circulated? It's just comes out from the stove. Oh, do you know what you call one of these houses that's built? Just like, it's got maybe like three rooms all in a row, just like that. And like if you were to look.
Shotgun house?
Yes, very good. Nobody ever knows that. Have you ever heard of, okay, a house that's got a big room here, a big room here. I didn't draw that very well. A big room here and a big room here, and this is just an open hall. Okay, have you ever heard anything called a dog trot house? How about a flying L house? Okay. Any other besides shotgun, just types of houses you can think of. Okay. What do you call buildings where, say, several different, lots of different families or several families can live in all the same building?
Apartment.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything called a row house? How about a condominium? Okay. How about a flat? Okay, what's a flat?
A flat is like an apartment.
Like an apartment.
But it's not as big.
But not as big. Very good. Okay, you know, most apartment buildings have a man who does repair work and stuff. What do you usually call him?
The manager.
Okay. The manager. Okay. Now, would he live there in the apartment probably? You wouldn't have to.
No.
Okay. How about a tenant, a person who lives there who kind of watches after it?
Assistant manager.
Okay. What would you call something that you'd use to cut the grass?
Lawnmower.
All right. Would it matter to you whether you had to push it yourself or if it had a motor, you still call it the same thing no matter what?
Mm-hmm.
Always a lawnmower. Okay. How about if it was the kind you could ride on?
Lawnmower.
All right.
Riding mower.
Or riding mower.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Sometimes tools, I'm going to just ask you about these tools in the garden. Have you ever heard of either a tiller or a rototiller? Okay. How about a trowel? Do you know that word? Okay. How about a little kind of a hand fork that people use in the garden?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you know, a hand. Okay. What kind of a rake would you use to get up the leaves in the fall?
I'd use a rake. There's a yard rake.
Yard rake. Very good. Okay. What would people use if they had like a bushes in their yard and they wanted to trim them, they'd use
hedge trimmer.
Very good. Now, if there was a big tree and it had to be cut down, they'd have to use a
saw.
Okay. And if it was a, like, I don't know what, a gasoline or electrically powered, had a chain on it, you'd
call
it
a trim. I mean a saw.
Okay. Do you know anyone you call a chainsaw?
Yeah.
Okay.